This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've got a very busy day. Our hearts and prayers are with those who suffered in the latest attack that happened in New York City, Lower Manhattan. ISIS claiming responsibility for the attack. We're going to give you guys the latest on that. I believe 8 people dead, multiple people injured. One woman lost both her legs, child in the ICU, the attacker is alive after suffering a gunshot wound that maimed him in the leg. Not sure what information we're going to be able to get out of him, but I hope we get a lot. We're finding out that apparently this attack had been planned for weeks, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how in the UK there's this new policy that if you're obese or if you smoke, your surgery is going to be put off. We're going to tell you a little bit more about that. We need to watch very closely what happens in the UK when it comes to healthcare, because, of course, we're following a close second as people are, you know, demanding more and more single-payer, public option, more socialized medicine. But that's one way to cut back on costs and triage, you know, the amount of cases that you have. Just, all right, if you smoke, you're obese. We got to slow down on some of the surgeries, and we'll tell you about that. Women appear to get Alzheimer's more than men, we're being told. There's some interesting news as to why. We also have another pharmaceutical company getting sued for their narcotic creation. And so as pharmaceutical companies get sued for their narcotics, as we talked about many times on this show, what's going to happen to you or I when we need a narcotic and a pharmaceutical company doesn't want to make it nor stock it? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we also need to talk about the rollout that starts today of the Obamacare 2018 plans that you could purchase between now and December 15th. We'll tell you guys the latest. All right, so first, I hope you guys had a safe Halloween. You know, the day after Halloween is not a good one for many of us doctors, because this is where we hear of, you know, fatalities and, you know, pedestrians hit by cars and, you know, a variety of things that could unfortunately go south. And so far, you know, we haven't heard any bad news yet. And you know, I know the day is young. But Donald Trump, very interestingly, posted a picture of his granddaughter. And he said, I'm going to take half of Chloe's candy tonight and give it to some kid who sat at home. It's never too early to teach her about socialism. Okay, so you see, as she's adorable. I think she's Ivanka's daughter. She's gorgeous. Little girl Chloe has half a thing of candy that now I'm not sure where the Trump grandchildren go trick-or-treating. Okay, so I don't really know how much work this little girl had to put in to her trick-or-treating. It's a lot of work going up and down the houses and begging for candy. But he says he's going to take half of it and give it to a kid that sat on his butt. All right. I love the digs, but, okay. Not sure if the little kid's going to be happy with that. Halloween, I went trick-or-treating. It was very interesting. Went to a different neighborhood. Okay. We don't go trick-or-treating in our own neighborhood. And the reason why is, you know the term, you don't poop where you eat? Right? You know, you don't, you know, sleep with anybody at work. You don't, you know, you don't want to tick off any of your neighbors. So there's no way I want to tick off any of my neighbors trick-or-treating. Okay? Neighbors buying the candy don't want to give the candy out to adults. Right? And then if you're going trick-or-drinking, some of them don't really want to hand out a lot of alcohol either. So I go to a neighborhood where I'm hoping nobody recognizes me, and that's where I kind of, you know, do my little trick-or-treating thing. The kids are now teenagers, so some of the kids wanted to trick-or-treat, some didn't. I'm like, look, you're getting me candy. So work for the first hour and a half, and then you can do whatever the heck you want. But go to all these houses and get me candy. And now the house that we went to was a friend of ours, and he was passing out the bars. Remember I told you that, you know, you need to go to like some of these fancy schmancy rich houses because they give out full candy bars, not these little miniature things. So he did, and I just tried to grab as many of the candy bars as I could. I'm like, I'm just trick-or-treating here. He's like, well, that's for the kids. Like, the kids don't need the candy. Try to help fight the obesity epidemic. I will hold on to these so the kids don't eat them. Now, I guess there's a baby that was born yesterday, and his name is Frankenstein. Florida parents Kyle and Jessica Frankenstein welcomed their baby Oscar Gray Frankenstein into the world. How do they have the last name of Frankenstein? He was due 4 days ago, but he decided to wait until Halloween to be born. And luck of the draw, their last name is Frankenstein. The baby weighed 6 pounds, 9 ounces, is 20 inches long, according to the Associated Press. Jennifer Frankenstein also said she has a 13-year-old daughter who shares a birthday with little, with the Frankenstein author Mary Shelley. She goes, everybody's safe and sound, and we're super excited. Wow. You know, I know, only in America. Frankenstein, I don't know. I mean, you know, it could be Jewish. You know, a lot of our you know, Jewish ancestry, you know, Stein is in the name. Frankenstein, it could be German. I don't know. So I guess it's, yeah, I don't really remember much about the roots of the Frankenstein story. But, you know, it sounds like everybody had a pretty good Halloween. I have so much candy. I just, oh my gosh, it is overflowing. I got a big class to teach today, and I was thinking about bringing the candy to the students, but the problem is I got about 135 students, and my kids didn't, you know, collect that much candy. So, tech with the students, they can eat vegetables and stuff. All right, so when we come back, we're going to tell you what's happening with the latest in the New York truck attack, what we know and what we don't know. Pretty frightening stuff. 8 people dead, multiple other people injured, and this is one of the deadliest terrorist attacks that the city has seen since nearly 3,000 people were killed on September 11th. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Getting ready for the last game, Game 7 of the World Series. I was born in L.A., so sorry. You know. Bias towards the Dodgers, even though I think the Astros have done an amazing job. And we love Houston, especially with what they just went through with Harvey. But I'm hoping the Dodgers make this one, as I said. Can't wait for tonight. Really quickly here, be careful with your Halloween candy. A mom found heroin in her daughter's Halloween candy. Mom in West Virginia said she discovered heroin. No. She did not hit the jackpot. We do not want heroin in kids' candy. Mom in West Virginia said she discovered heroin among her child's Halloween candy while she was conducting an inspection of her daughter's trick-or-treating loot. According to Fox News, Stacey Norris told WOATV that she immediately called the Oak Hill Police Department to come investigate and later received a call confirming her suspicions. She said, honestly, at first I thought it was a joke somebody was playing. And then when the 911 center called back and told me what it was, my heart kind of dropped. Norris told the news outlet, what if she had gotten a hold of it? And what if I didn't check it? I did let her eat a piece on the way home. What if it had been that piece? All kinds of stuff goes through your head. The kid could have overdosed on heroin. This is frightening. Norris said the drugs were in a glove that had a dark substance wrapped inside of it. Oak Hill Police Chief said he urges all parents to inspect the child's candy before allowing them to eat it. Marijuana lace. Yeah, I remember the 80s and the 70s and 80s were worried about razor blades in the candy. I mean, this is ridiculous. We have some real sick people. I sincerely doubt somebody didn't accidentally drop his heroin in the candy bowl that he was giving. This is some deliberate sick stuff. Alright, so take a peek at your kid's candy. Alright, and report it. Don't keep it. Alright, so we're being told that this New York terrorist suspect planned this attack for weeks. Let me try to give you guys the rundown of what happened. So, on Tuesday afternoon, 8 people were killed when a truck drove along a bicycle path in Manhattan. Well, from what we understand, one of the witnesses, Barbatunde Ogweni, 29 years old, was in Lower Manhattan at about 1500 local time, okay? So about 3 p.m., October 31st. He said, we were sitting outside of college, and I saw this truck coming, revving and swerving. He was going maybe 60 to 70 miles an hour in an area where the speed limit is 40. It is a very congested area with lots of people, as Manhattan is. It hit 2 people. I saw it hit them. Then he continued to drive down the walkway and the bike lane. Then it hit a school bus and veered left. People started running towards the truck to see what was happening, and then the gunshots went off, and everyone ran in the opposite direction. Police said the white pickup truck was rented from retailer Home Depot. It struck cyclists and pedestrians while being driven along the West Street, Houston Street path for many blocks. 8 people killed, 11 injured. 4 of those hurt were actually in the school bus, 2 adults and 2 children. New York Police Department Commissioner James O'Neill said the truck driver emerged holding what appeared to be 2 handguns and made a statement consistent with a terror attack. He reportedly shouted, Allahu Akbar, which means God is greatest, and he left the truck, but police have not confirmed exactly what was said. The driver was then shot in the abdomen by a police officer stationed near the scene. I'm sorry, I thought he was shot in the leg. I need to reconfirm that. I thought he was shot in the leg. But anyway, he was shot. One witness said he heard 9 or 10 shots fired at the suspect. Thank God cops were on scene. The suspect later underwent surgery for bullet wounds, and a paintball gun and a pellet gun were recovered from the scene. On Wednesday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo told CBS that a note was found inside referring to the Islamic State. And Mr. O'Neill praised the actions of the police officers stationed at the school. Ryan Nash, there should be police at each school, absolutely. So they commend the response of the NYPD officer. So the suspect is a 29-year-old man named Saifulo Saipov. He reportedly lived in Tampa, Florida, Paterson, New Jersey. He arrived in America from Uzbekistan in 2010 and is believed to be a legal resident of the country. Police first told Reuters he is not a U.S. citizen. And people who knew him said he was a nice guy. He would talk to him. He hung out. He went to the mosque nearby his house, seemed very peaceful. Nobody thought he was going to be a terrorist. He's married, had, I believe, 3 children, 2 or 3 children, I'm not too sure. And I guess one of the witnesses, Kobijan Matkarov, an Uzbek national in Florida, told the New York Times that his friend obtained his residency through a diversity visa. Or a green card lottery that I believe was set up by the Obama administration. And the New York governor, Governor Cuomo, said that Mr. Saipov was radicalized while he was in the U.S. Uber, car share service Uber, said Mr. Saipov had been working for them, had passed its background checks, The company said it was horrified by the senseless act of violence. Three officials said Mr. Saipov had previously come to the federal authorities' attention as a result of an unrelated investigation. Police records show he was arrested in Missouri last year over a traffic fine. Now, according to BBC News, they say that Uzbek nationals have been behind a number of terrorist attacks in the past 18 months. In April, Rahmat Akilov drove into a crowd in Stockholm, Sweden, killing four people and injuring another 15. On December 31st last year, Abdul Qadir Masharipov killed 39 people in a shooting spree at the Reina nightclub in Istanbul. In June last year, two Uzbek nationals are believed to have been among the three people who attacked Istanbul's airport, leaving 44 people dead, 230 injured. So, you know, apparently five Argentine friends were killed yesterday among multiple others. And it's, you know, when you hear something like this, the first thing you want to, you know, say to yourself is, okay, how do we prevent this from happening again? You know, how I go on a walk all the time. I take, you know, I'm on my bicycle. I walk my kids to school. My kids are on a school bus. What do I do on an everyday basis that could put me at risk of being killed by a terrorist or by somebody who, you know, and just like with the Las Vegas shooting, just like with the Pulse nightclub shooting, okay, sometimes there is just, you know, no rhyme or reason, and these attacks are planned so intricately that, you know, nobody would even think that, you know, a gay nightclub. Gay nightclubs, no, violence doesn't happen there. You know, you know, who would have even thought that that would be a source with the, you know, the Tucson shooting with Congresswoman Giffords? Was it Jared Loughner who did that shooting? That was a grocery store, commercial retail center parking lot. I mean, who would have thought that? So according to CNN News now, and I apologize, there might be some issues with the computer, the New York terrorist suspect, Saifulo Habibulavek Saipalov, did this in the name of ISIS, and he had been planning the attack for a number of weeks. He appeared to have followed instructions ISIS had put out how to carry such attacks. There was a handwritten note in Arabic found near the scene with both symbols and words, but basically saying that the Islamic State would endure forever. And this was a truck that he used. So, you know, whether we, you know, make progress in terms of, you know, limiting guns in the hands of bad guys, you know, these attacks now, like we saw in Nice, France on Bastille Day a year and a half ago, and, you know, what we've seen now, you know, with the Christmas attack that occurred in Germany, people are going to use whatever they have at their disposal. Whether it's a homemade bomb, what was it, a crock pot that was used, a pressure cooker for the Boston Marathon bombing, whether it's a lorry or a big truck, whether it's a rental truck, you know, at Home Depot, you know, people are talking, Home Depot has been mentioned in the news now multiple times because it was a Home Depot truck that was rented. It was a Home Depot truck that was rented. And, you know, there was discussions of, well, you know, Home Depot needs to be able to vet these people better. Okay, how do you vet a person that, you know, barely has any criminal record, that, I don't know, there was some traffic violation, maybe that could have, you know, stopped him from renting a car, but people rent cars and trucks all the time. You have to rent vehicles, you have to rent U-Hauls, you rent cars. These are things that people do on a daily basis. And nobody wants to stereotype, nobody wants to profile, etc. And this was somebody who lived in the community, had his wife, had his children, had friends. But, they knew how to keep it secret, keep it under wraps. You know, just like this paddock guy. I mean, this paddock guy visited Vegas all the time. What made him decide all of a sudden to shoot up a country music festival? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
To know. no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Rebel, rebel.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's a health committee in the UK that has announced a controversial policy, and you guys need to hear about this. This is some weird stuff. But remember, weird things are happening nowadays, very, very weird things, okay, when it comes to policy and, you know, people making decisions and to our healthcare, etc., so we better pay attention. And the purpose of this policy is to support patients whose health is at risk from smoking or being very overweight. Okay. So they want to help these people. I get that, but this is what the plan is. For an indefinite amount of time, the committee plans to ban access to routine or non-urgent surgery under the NHS National Health Service until patients improve their health. That's according to the policy, claiming that exceptionally clinical circumstances will be taken into account case by case. So if you are overweight, if you smoke, you are going to be banned from using their socialized medicine system when it comes to non-urgent routine surgery. Now, what is a non-urgent routine surgery? We're not talking, I don't think, plastic surgery. This could be tonsillectomy. All right, let's say somebody really probably needs to get his tonsils taken out. It's not urgent. Okay, a routine type of surgery done very commonly. You could live with infected tonsils for a while. But if somebody's, let's say, obese and has sleep apnea because they have big tonsils, preventing, you know, the air from getting back, I think I would want them to get their tonsillectomy. I hate discrimination against people who are fat and smokers. And this is discrimination. Now, this decision comes from the clinical commissioning group called the CCG for the county of Hertfordshire, which has a population of more than 1.1 million. According to CNN, the time frame for improving health is set at 9 months for the obese in particular. Those with a body mass index over 40 must reduce the number by 15% over that time period. And those with a BMI over 30 are given a target of 10%. The target for smokers is 8 weeks or more without a cigarette. So again, I'm repeating, this policy is you need to lose weight, you need to give up smoking, or you don't get your surgery. You can't access the surgical part of the healthcare for which you're paying taxes for. That, to me, does not sound very American. Now, again, this isn't in America, but we're going to be dealing with the same problems as we progress towards socialized medicine as these other countries. Everyone's like, oh, no, Dr. Dahlia, Europe knows how to do it. Europe does single payer or socialized medicine. It works over there. Right? Government-controlled health care. It's going to work over here just fine. No, I disagree. They say smokers had previously been advised to stop smoking and obese patients advised to lose weight. CCGs are National Health Service bodies, they say, that plan healthcare services for their areas, and groups for Hertfordshire, I guess, argue that improving health before surgery improves outcomes and reduces the amount of time spent in the hospital during recovery. All right, here's the problem. If somebody was able to quit smoking, don't you think they would have? I mean, is this supposed to be the incentive that we're not going to take care of you if you don't quit smoking? Like a punishment? If somebody is obese, don't you think they've tried dieting? What makes you think all of a sudden they're going to be successful now because they want to get their gallbladder removed or their appendix taken out or a knee replaced or a hip replaced? Maybe the reason why the person's obese is because he's got a bum hip and it's, you know, bone on bone. This is just, I've just never even heard of this. Now, I get it. If you are paying the bill, if you are picking up the tab for somebody, and that person is doing a behavior that is going to make your tab bigger, you're going to want to say something. And this has been a big discussion we've had in America when it comes to public housing, when it comes to food stamps and CHIP, et cetera, where if we're going to pay for your food, we have a say in what kind of food you buy with our dollars. And that's controversial. If we're going to give you free public housing, You don't get to smoke in it. Some of us agree with that policy. Okay? Why expose others to secondhand smoke? Why risk burning the place down? Yeah, I get that. If I'm going to give you money to feed your family, and you're going to spend that money on junk food instead of vegetables. Now, you see, I'm still kind of confused with the way they do it now with, it's not really called food stamps anymore, but the way we do the food assistance programs. Because, you know, when I was in training, what happened is when you went into the grocery store, you didn't just buy anything willy-nilly. You would pick up the milk. You would pick up the vegetables. There were certain items that were free to you. So you would, a box of Ho-Hos, probably not. But I think now the way it's done is it's like a money card, like a debit card. So there's an opportunity for you to buy what you want. And, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, if you're poor, you're not allowed to eat a Ho-Ho. But, you know, if this money is supposed to go to feed a family and we want to make sure the kids get healthy food, rather than just give a blanket amount of money, give the food, give the good food, give the milk, give the vegetables, give the protein, give the healthy grains, you know. But in terms of this, you got somebody who's obese, somebody who smokes, and the government has to pay for your health care. Does the government have a right to say, whoa, because you're smoking, you're going to cost us more money, so we have a right to tell you not to smoke? Here's the problem with that, okay? You do have certain rights. And just because you pay taxes, right, doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, and you pay taxes to a government health system, it doesn't mean they own you. Alright, if smoking is your way of coping, if drinking alcohol is your way of coping, if eating a carb is your way of coping, alright, who's to say that is healthier or less healthy than somebody popping narcotics or pills or benzodiazepines, etc.? So, you know, we're judging you based on your body mass index and smoking. It's so easy to discriminate against people who smoke. But, you know, what if that person is smoking so they don't become obese? Or what if that person is smoking so they don't have to be on benzodiazepines or pills? Well, the people that take the pills, that's fine. They can get the surgery, but we just don't want to get the surgery to people who smoke. The government figures say that 63% of adults in their country is overweight or obese. 15% are smokers. So these new policies obviously have come under attack by experts and interest groups. But, apparently a report from the Royal College of Surgeons found that more than 1 in 3 CCGs in England are denying or delaying routine surgery of smokers and obese patients in some way, with the college warning that such patients were becoming soft targets for NHS savings. We have a system in England that is failing. It's a healthcare system that's failing. And they have been asking people to, you know, not come in for months if it isn't just regular people that aren't obese or smokers, asking people to hold off coming in to their A&Es. I mean, they've been, you know, they're short-staffed, they're underfunded. So this is what happens. Certain groups get singled out. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, while we were being informed of the New York terror attack, In fact, the initial reports were coming in shots fired. Well, I heard about shooting before I heard about the truck attack in New York. So almost simultaneously, just a few minutes prior on the west side of the country, there was a man that held a California teacher hostage. Now, a SWAT team did shoot and kill the man who held the teacher hostage. The teacher was a first grade teacher, a 70-year-old first grade teacher, at a Southern California school. And the parent did die at a hospital, was identified by Riverside authorities as Luvell Cannon, 27 years old. No other information about him was released. Now, we're not sure how this incident unfolded at a Castle View Elementary School, but it did become very quickly violent. An unidentified male substitute teacher suffered a broken nose and other facial injuries while trying to intervene. Police spokesman called him a hero. He did everything he could to try to prevent the suspect from taking the teacher into the classroom and being held hostage, to the point where he got hit in the face pretty good, according to Officer Ryan Railsback. Calls to 911 began coming into emergency dispatchers at about 11:12 a.m. And remember, it was at 3 o'clock Eastern time or 12 o'clock Pacific time when the New York attack was happening. But even though these are unrelated, it was kind of a busy day yesterday, scary day. And apparently calls to 911 reported a disturbance, an altercation involving a parent. By the time officers arrived, it had escalated to a barricaded hostage situation. Thank God there were no students in the classroom at the time, and eventually all the students in the school were moved to a nearby park as the SWAT team, bomb squad, and detectives were brought in. Kennan's relatives came to the scene in hopes of intervening. Kennan's uncle, Carl Jackson, said he's not dangerous. It's just a matter of getting in there and talking to him because we could talk to him. Jackson said Kennan has just suffered an emotional breakdown, though he did not elaborate. SWAT officers were able to communicate with Kennan at times, but all the while the safety of the teacher was unknown. After hours of trying to arrange a surrender, the SWAT team moved in to rescue the teacher, and Kennan was declared dead at the hospital hours later. Police did not immediately say whether he had a weapon, but did say he brought a backpack onto the campus. The teacher was taken to the hospital for examination. Thank God only had minor injuries and was in good condition. We are talking about a first grade teacher. We don't know exactly, we don't know exactly what prompted this, but boy, is that frightening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A mom has admitted to strapping her young son to the roof of her minivan. Why? So he could hold down a plastic pool. Amber Schmunk, you're kind of should probably be named Schmuck, 28 years old, was charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety after she allegedly told police that she had her 9-year-old son ride on the roof of her car to hold down a plastic pool that wouldn't fit inside the vehicle. How are these people parents? According to WTMJ-TV, Saukville police received a call on Saturday afternoon about a child riding on top of a car. I'd love to see the picture of that. Oh, my gosh. Thank God people called the police. The call told 911 that the mother eventually pulled over and took the boy and the pool off the roof. Then Schmunk continued driving, stopping at her sister's house. When questioned by officers, she allegedly said that the pool was too big to fit inside the vehicle, so she decided to put the pool on top of the minivan, but there was no way to strap it down. So she uses her son? Made her son climb onto the roof, hold it down while she drove. She told police that she did not think it was a big deal because he had only been up there for maybe 20 to 30 seconds. The kid could have fallen off a moving minivan. Schmunk also said it was perfectly safe because she made sure the child was strapped to the car. So let's say the minivan flips and you have a child strapped to the roof. I'm horrified. I am horrified. Police thought it was a big deal. She's in court. She's due in court November 14th. If convicted, she could face up to 10 years of prison and a $25,000 fine. I can't stand seeing stupid parents. This is beyond what I don't know. You have some real idiots out there, people. And you know what? If you see an idiot, say something. I don't know where we started to turn into a society where you mind your own business. Okay? I mean, I remember when I was growing up, you know, my mom, you know, why doesn't she mind her own business? You know, because my mom would yell at me in public, you know, smack me upside the head. She had to start, my mom had to find ways to punish me in private because people would kind of get up in her business. You know, so she could, like, you know, pull my hair a little bit when I didn't notice, you know, that kind of, or nobody noticed. And my mom was a good mom. She was a good mom, but I mean, she was a tough mom. Right? And I always had, you know, mind your own business. Well, nowadays, no. You get up in there. You get up into people's faces because you don't know if somebody's going to be a terrorist. You know, well, okay, not to say to go up into a terrorist, but I mean, you got people that, you know, want to kill other people. They want to drive their, you know, rented truck into a crowd of people. You have, you know, idiot parents and, you know, you have somebody at work that you're suspicious of, you know, and you think they could do harm to somebody. You get up in there. You report it. And I know we don't want to look like we're busybodies. And I know we don't want to falsely accuse anybody, but we have a very weird society right now, a very weird culture. What was it in San Francisco? Was there a UPS worker that decided to shoot up a bunch of his UPS colleagues? You hear of these workplace shootings. There was another shooting a week ago. I forget what industry that was in. But, we have spidey sense. And you really need to tap in on that spidey sense. Now, mind you, there are some people that may never turn violent. You may have that spidey sense, and they may just not. You know, but I really believe that everybody has in their nature to go complete ape poop and go crazy. I think all of us have the potential to go crazy. Our brains are that intricate. Our brains are that highly specialized that we have anger. We have emotion. We have passion. We have rage. And we have force. You know, you'll hear these stories of these moms trying to save their kid and are able to lift a car. I believe that stuff. I believe your mind is one of the most powerful weapons that we have on this earth and that it could do or make you do almost anything. And, you know, when you have all these brains, and then on top of that, you throw maybe some alcohol or maybe some, you know, drugs, maybe some hormone deficiency, hormone abnormality, you know, throw in maybe a mood disorder, a little bit of genetics, and a bad day at work, you have one hell of an ugly soup. Ugly recipe that can make one hell of a soup for disaster. Or you get somebody that decides to join ISIS. Or do something in the name of the jihad cause. And I, you know, this is what we're up against. And I don't want to go through life assuming everybody I meet, you know, could decide to turn into a maniac or a terrorist. But you really need to be on, you need to be prepared. You need to be on guard. You know, I think we need a lot more police officers. I think we need, you know, a lot more security. I think we should be able to, you know, be like Israel where somebody does start to do something, you could take that person down immediately. Well, we got a big country, though. We got a lot of people to protect. But in that, we got a lot of idiots out there. Don't go away. Well, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're
you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com.
You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.